time to get up, get out of bed. Fill your cup and get ahead with WKGN. 1-3-4-0.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
To the end zone and caught for the touchdown, McCoy. Milton to Brew McCoy. Milton gonna take a shot wide open and just strutting in is Keaton. Joe Milton does it again.
Best formation football there is. And that feeling for Josh Heupel. The Tennessee Volunteers are the champions of the Capital One Orange Bowl. And Joe Milton has got to feel great.
Rick Barnes, Bill Self shake hands. Tennessee, they're your champs. The Bad Boy Mowers battle for Atlantis goes to the Volunteers. And they were the bad boys from the jump in this one.
That's an interesting question.
This is a moonshot. Wake up, squirrels. You got a visitor. Into the trees.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
You tell them I'm coming. And hell's coming with me. You hear? Hell's coming with me.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
I'm cold. I'm cold.
I'm going to deal with you always wearing a puffy jacket in here. Now
I got to
wear a puffy
jacket. It was 77 degrees, so I turned the AC on. Shoot me.
No, that part's fine. It's just all the time it's cold.
I can't help it that this room is separate from where the thermostat is. So it's warmer out there than it is in here.
It's not your fault.
It's
just the seasons this year, you know.
We had a warm afternoon yesterday. I had the same problem at the house.
Yeah,
it's freezing outside. I walk in, it's a sweat box. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Because I had turned the heat on.
Yeah,
and then the sun hits the windows, magnifying the gamma rays. It's like being in a greenhouse. Beautiful day yesterday, though. This morning, not so much. Be prepared for a slight drizzle on your way to work in Knoxtown. Traffic relatively light, but I expect it to pick up as we near 9 o'clock.
It's raining.
Yes, I said drizzle. It wasn't really raining.
It was miles.
Like raining?
Yeah.
Oh. Did it lighten up as you came this way? Yeah, it probably did, because it was a drizzle.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's the way weather works. What's our cloud situation, Hickman? You got the cloud situation pulled up?
It's too dark outside to see them right now.
We'll go with cloudy then.
Yeah, usually when there's rain, there's clouds, you know.
One typically does follow the other around. That is accurate.
Usually the way it goes.
Well, I don't want to bury the lead much longer. USA Baseball. I watched exactly 0 minutes of this entire tournament, but gah.
Yeah, I didn't watch
Beat by Japan.
Really?
The Revenge Tour.
My kids were talking about it a little bit. My son wanted to watch it, but all the games were like at 10:30 or whatever. I was like, can you watch them on demand?
Last night's was...
It was over probably about 10:30.
10:30, yeah. Last night's was early. It was the championship.
Mm.
It was good.
3-2.
It was good TV.
Hopefully they're not listening.
Shohei Ohtani strikes out Mike Trout, best player in the world, to win the game.
The atmosphere for the World Baseball Classic,
it was great.
Seems like it's been off the charts.
It was great. Who was it that said it's the most fun he's ever had playing baseball?
I think it was Trout. He said in the pregame.
No, who's the guy who hit the two grand slams?
Trey Turner?
Yeah, it was Turner, because he spells Trey really funny.
Yeah,
spells it
T-R-E-A. Yeah.
Trey. Trey.
Where was it?
Miami, right?
Miami last night.
No,
yep.
Okay.
Miami.
Every game I've seen has been
that?
In the Marlins Stadium.
Yeah. No, dude, that's definitely the best atmosphere there then that they've had in a while.
Like, it's funny, though. Like, you see the turnout for these games, and it's like the Marlins can't even fill that thing up 20%.
Well, granted, there were a lot of different nations and, you know, flocking to the stadium to watch it.
But
it was
like,
it was a lot of fun. I mean, just watching highlights, I was like, man, that's a great atmosphere for baseball.
Miami should have a lot of baseball fans, though, it feels like.
I mean, there were definitely some of the best players in the world playing down there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they don't get that with the Marlins.
Yeah, that's a good point. This was their chance
like
to
an
go see.
Game,
so you now
like...
see that there are real baseball fans in Miami.
Yeah, but you figure there'd be more. I mean, Miami is a pretty big melting pot of culture.
Oh, no, I don't. But the Marlins are just bad.
Yeah.
So.
It doesn't help.
But when all the great players are there, I mean. For both teams, especially last night.
The Marlins could be competing for World Series, probably, if they hadn't traded away everybody.
Well.
You got to think. I mean, they traded away Giancarlo Stanton back in the day. Their star pitcher tragically died, who was one of the best pitchers in the league.
I used to like the Marlins back in the day. It was on their little league team, you know. Kind of made me pull for them. But they were good back then. They, like, won a World Series and stuff.
That's a pretty common thing, right? If your little league team or your basketball team's named after...
I mean, I didn't really pull for them past that.
No, no, I'm just saying, like, if you're on the...
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, the Bulls. Like, oh, well, that was an obvious one. I mean,
yeah.
Growing up for me, like Mike Jordan.
Yeah, I found an old basketball card, and it had my favorite player, Michael Jordan, favorite team, Bulls. You know, it's like...
Well, it's every kid who grew up in the 90s, but yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Ah, so he lost to Japan, huh? Came in second?
Yep. Right. 3-2. Ohtani. Guy's a phenom.
There were, and my daughter was telling me what Newt Barr plays for Japan, too. He's from the Cardinals. You know, she's
a bunch
Cardinals
of Cardinals
fan.
Out there. Goldschmidt was there.
Goldschmidt.
Aaron
that's your favorite player.
Cartwright. Cartwright.
What is this, Bonanza?
Cartwright?
That's Seinfeld. I think there is a Cartwright in
there
Bonanza.
Is.
She'll curse word. I hang up.
It's Costanza. That's what I said.
Yes. Cartwright.
I'm Cartwright.
Anyway, let's see here. Any other breaking news stories from yesterday?
No, we just wait, Chris. We just wait.
Okay.
We wait, and we wait, and we wait.
No, that's not true. Rick Pitino hired at St. Jonathan's.
Yeah, he says, quote, I've earned it, as only Rick Pitino can. What a arrogant.
What a weird thing to say.
I mean, I don't know. That's. Might be out of context, but that's the headline on ESPN. Rick Pitino takes the St. John's job. Quote, I've earned it.
Any word on what his salary is going to be?
Probably 99% of all endorsement. Every dollar that goes to a player for NIL,
it's
he gets
really
99
good plan.
Cents.
Yeah.
What was the deal at Louisville? It was like 95%, right? It was insane.
Well, he and the athletic director, all the money they got from Adidas just went like right into their pockets.
What, I'm saying it was like 90% of the money Adidas paid them went directly to Rick Pitino.
Yeah, it was like all the gear went to the kids, but anything they needed extra, they were like, you're on your own because we have no cash.
6 year, $20 million. That's the ballpark.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
It's a pretty good rate.
Pretty good for St. John's.
One of the greatest coaches ever.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, granted, he's got his baggage.
Yeah, but
I deserve it because I've earned it, he said.
He has. He's worked hard to rehabilitate his image.
If by working hard you mean not doing the things he did to crush his image, then sure.
It's called self-restraint.
He wants to get back to playing all their conference games in Madison Square Garden. So we play in St. John's is, you know, one of their homes. I guess they play on campus also.
Their on-campus gym probably seats about 4,000 people.
Yeah.
Was that the one in Coming to America? Was that was their on-campus gym, wasn't it?
I guess, yeah.
Looks small in the movie.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! In the face! So do they play? What? So do they play all their games in the garden now,
no,
or
they,
just some?
They play some in the garden now.
Okay, I got you.
He wants to get back to playing all the conference games in the garden, he said.
Fair enough. No matter how much I think I'm Peter Pan, who's going to hire a 70-year-old? He thinks he's Peter Pan? Yikes.
I've heard.
So did Michael Jackson.
I mean, you know, he grew up he's from New York. The stories on Pitino are kind of legendary. Like, he literally never sleeps. The guy's, he does look like a vampire sometimes.
Sometimes? No, Nate. He just looks like a vampire.
Okay. But he doesn't sleep. You know, he's just, it's from the Big Apple. You know, he doesn't sleep in New York. Apparently that's why he's from there. He loves it. You know, it's the way it goes.
St. John's currently holds the second longest conference.
Apparently they are in the garden and Coming to America. It looks so small.
Are they in the garden?
I guess. Okay. No, that makes sense.
This is worded really
weird.
I'll
buy it. Yeah, because I think the guy who finds him in the bathroom had a Knicks hat on.
Mm.
This is the greatest day of my life.
So St. John's hasn't won a conference or an NCAA tournament game since 2000.
Okay.
I think the graphic's kind of misleading. The headline says longest droughts without win, major conference and NCAA tournament. So, yeah, 2000 for St. John's. That trails only Nebraska, who's not won a conference or has not won an NCAA tournament game in program history. Georgia's third.
Did you see that FDU's coach is already lined up to take the Iona job? 5-year deal.
That didn't take long.
That was fast.
Wait a minute. We talked about Cal taking Memphis, UMass, and Kentucky to the Final Four, right?
Yeah.
So is the UMass one like literally wiped off the record? Because the ticker on SportsCenter said Rick Pitino is the only coach to lead three programs to the Final Four, Providence, Kentucky, and Louisville. So did they just completely wipe that from Calipari?
Wait.
They wiped the Memphis one.
Okay.
Wasn't Memphis the one where you got in trouble?
He got in trouble at both places, so that's why I was wondering. I don't know which one.
Let me look.
Because I thought we said there were two.
Yeah, there definitely were.
I mean, he definitely has been to three, so they must have wiped one of them.
Yeah, so.
Did we say Pitino and Calipari, or do we have one more? For some reason,
no,
I thought
it's two. The 35-2 record at UMass and the 95-96 season, every win has an asterisk beside it.
Hmm. Well, all righty.
But. Didn't one of Pitino's
and then
seasons get wiped away?
But then Calipari, he only went to the Final Four with Memphis once when they lost the championship game, and that's the season that has the asterisks by it as well. So I think both. Calipari has one Final Four at Kentucky.
Gotcha.
No, that's not right. Two at Kentucky, but only at one school. Three at Kentucky, but only one school.
Well, luckily for Pitino, So he made two Final Fours or three Final Fours at Kentucky. He made one at Providence. He made, looks like just rough count here, he made three at Louisville, and two of the three Final Four seasons at Louisville got adjusted to 0-10, 0-5.
Okay.
Nice.
So he barely made the cut of three. So.
What are we doing? I mean, either these guys cheated real bad and they should, probably shouldn't be coaching at all, or, like, who cares? I mean, right.
Everyone gets a second chance, third chance, sometimes fourth,
like the,
fifth
I don't like
chance.
The pretending what, like, this didn't happen when it happened thing, you know? Time is a big problem with this stuff.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, if you could catch these guys cheating immediately, then you could be like, all right, you can't play anymore this season. You wouldn't have these weird postseason runs where they, like, win a national championship, and then you have to not count it.
Mm.
I mean, some other team that didn't cheat could have actually been national champs that season. But you don't, like, get a national championship if a team that
cheated and won it.
Like, what if Louisville beat a team in the Elite Eight that would have won the whole thing? If the Louisville's not there, you know?
Yep. No, I understand.
Does anyone know where Rick Pitino's first ever stint as a head coach was?
As a head coach, Rick Pitino.
He went 2-4.
No.
So this was an interim deal?
Yeah, I think he took over the final stretch of the season.
Oh, man. I should know this. Is it Division One?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Just tell us.
Where?
Hawaii.
I'd have never guessed that. Never in a million years. That would be literally the last Division school, one school I'd have ever guessed.
That was the last time he had a tan.
Do you know where his second school was?
No.
Boston University.
Wouldn't have guessed that either.
That is a, yeah, it was an attempt. I think your mic's off. That's a big culture change there from Hawaii to Boston. Polar opposites.
Took them to the NCAA tournament in the 82-83 season.
Okay.
Made you excited about the new Power Rangers movie with the original cast and crew.
Never was a big Power Rangers fan, Chris.
Oh.
My sisters watched it a lot. They're a little younger than I was. In fact, I kind of hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was a hater.
What was that?
I don't know. I feel like I was just slightly too old for it. Seemed goofy and hokey.
It was.
Okay.
It was. I was just curious.
When I was a little younger,
I don't know,
Captain Planet, which seemed pretty similar and whatever, I loved. So, I don't know.
Captain Planet was way better.
I mean, that's what I think.
I thought years ago I heard they were doing a Captain Planet movie. That just never happened.
Never happened. COVID probably killed it.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Tennessee baseball got back into
probably
the,
could have had all the Captain Planet, you know, kids, and then had a new one, you know, like vaccine.
We buried the true lead today.
Did we?
Yeah.
What's that?
Tennessee will take on North Carolina State in the Dukes Mayo Classic in week two of the 2024 season in Charlotte, North Carolina.
It ain't gonna be the 2022 season since we're in 2023.
I said 2024.
Did he say 2024?
I don't know. I quit listening to both of you.
Pretty sure he said 2022.
I mean, I granted,
that's what I heard anyway.
I still check my calendar.
My
to make
truth
sure.
is you said 2020. Wait,
that's
2024?
All that matters. Yeah, 2024.
That's next year.
Oh, yeah.
We're playing
Very
NC
good.
State in week two?
Yep, in Charlotte. Nobody asked for that.
Tennessee was searching for an opponent to replace Oklahoma after that game got taken off. They wanted a Power 5 opponent, and there were none available other than NC State. In order to do it a home-and-home, we would have had to play next year at NC State, but the return game, either way you played it, would have been 2032. So Tennessee was kind of left with it was weird to hear everyone saying, well, the NC State was the only team left. It's like, okay, well, how long have they known that Oklahoma was going to be off?
Over a year.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's not a bad week two game. It's not great.
It's equivalent to playing Pitt.
Huh? No, in that?
Maybe.
NC State was pretty good this last year, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
With Boren Doran?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like kind of a risky.
We're going to open with Chattanooga and then
under
go
the
to
light.
Charlotte.
Under the lights in Neyland, man. Going to be crazy.
Probably get moved to Thursday.
It's only like 30 minutes longer from Knoxville to Charlotte than it is NC State's campus.
Really?
Maybe a little bit longer, but it's not. It's really not that crazy.
Charlotte's a good trip. It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. I guess at least it's an outdoor stadium.
Yeah.
Real grass. We like these things.
Could be worse.
Unless it storms again and there's a huge delay and we lose like we did to West Virginia.
We did catch like the best West Virginia team in a decade.
Yeah.
Not that we were going to win that game anyway in year one, but.
Well, you can count on NC State now. Like they're going to be a top 10 team.
Oh, yeah,
they're going to have a great season this year and bring everybody back. Like that's just the way it goes. Whoever we play in the non-con, like they're going to be really. Pitt was a dumpster fire. Just barely hanging on was Narduzzi till that year they're on our schedule at Neyland, and then they win the ACC. Just the way it goes. It's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get back to the home and homes, though? Can we knock off this? Especially now, once we go to the SEC, if they go to 9, which everyone assumes they will, there's going to be some years you only have 4 home games in the SEC. Which means if you schedule a neutral site non-con, that's going to be 6 home games on the year. Normally, you've had 7.
Yeah, normally it's 7 or 8.
With like 9 being in the state of Tennessee. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't hate the occasional neutral site game, but this was the Butch Jones idea of we want to play in NFL stadiums. We want to play in Nissan. We want to play in Charlotte. We want to play in Atlanta. Like, who cares? What does it matter? I mean, Tennessee's typically been really good when they can recruit North Carolina and South Carolina very well. So I guess getting us a game in Charlotte, not the worst thing, but I just.
Does that even matter anymore?
I don't think it does. I don't.
When every game's on television,
yeah,
it doesn't matter where
I don't think
you play.
So. I mean,
for recruiting.
Well,
no recruits just turn on the TV. There's not some kid who's like in 9th grade who goes to the game at Charlotte and I saw Tennessee in person. And now
the
I've
only
play
thing
for the
is,
Vols.
I think you can give certain kids tickets to the game. You can't meet with them when you're there. Like you can't bump into them or recruit them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you can have some tickets available. A certain set amount of tickets for neutral site recruiting.
Okay.
Because I think both schools typically agree, like, hey, we're both kind of giving up an opportunity for a home game. Can we just host some kids, like, unofficially with some tickets if they want to? I think, don't quote me on that. I thought that was the rule. It's the NCAA. They change their rules all the time.
It's true. Very, very true. All right, we're off and running. Wednesday edition of the
More of a
program.
Jog, really.
Yeah, slow trot. It's game day eve on what I think we coined it correctly. I mean, this is the biggest weekend.
Potentially.
In Tennessee basketball history.
Whoa. We could say that on Sunday.
Once you said potentially, I think that qualifies.
Okay, potentially.
Because, we've never gotten out of this weekend before, so this is an opportunity, like we haven't. The optimistic take is it's right there. We haven't lost it yet, ergo. It's still available to win the whole weekend, and if we do, best season ever. So here we go.
Big opportunity.
Yep. Excited about it. Give us a call on the Big Orange Philly phone lines, 865-546-8200.
Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her.
Really getting the energy going with this one, Hickman.
Well, it's a rainy day. here in the greater Smoky Mountain area.
the greater Great Smoky Mountain area of Tennessee, East Tennessee.
Greater Great.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The Smoky Mountains. You have to spell Smoky two different ways when you say it that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets confusing. A lot of words. All right, to the Big Orange Philly phone lines. Check out Big Orange Philly's in Halls, Maynardville Pike. They got you covered, lunch, dinner. Watch the Vols play Thursday night. We got Matt up first. What's up, Matt? You're on 3 and Out.
Good morning.
Morning, Matt.
Morning, buddy. Oh, I'm just driving down 75 in Atlanta area, boys. I hate this state.
Yep. You're not alone. Are you in Atlanta, like downtown?
I'm almost there.
You going to Atlanta or are you going around Atlanta?
I'm going to Atlanta. I got to go literally South Atlanta, so I got to go right through the heart, man.
Oh, man, no bypass for you. That stinks.
Nope.
You got
nope.
anybody with you? You can ride the HOV lane. That's what I always do.
I got you guys.
That counts.
Think they'll pass that one off, Nate?
Only if you got the one guy, you got the blow-up doll with you, you know.
Oh, he's got a blow-up doll with him.
Oh, I definitely got one in the trunk. Oh, man. I was never a Captain America guy. I think.
Wait, Captain America or Captain Planet?
Oh, that's different. Captain Planet.
Captain Planet. Sorry, Captain Planet. Because I never liked Hart.
That was always the weird one, right? At the very end, just Hart. Whoop, 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 whoop. It's like, all right.
Are you kidding me, Matt? Have you not watched this basketball team? We run on Hart.
Okay.
We do. I can't get over Hart since Butch Jones just crushed that out of my system.
I think we run on fire.
We were on fire?
Yeah, fire.
Elbows won.
Elbows is not one. Earth.
Yeah, this team's more like,
running on his elbows.
This team's more. Y'all watch Care Bears, right?
Sort of. Vaguely.
Don't give me an like you don't know what Care Bears.
No, I know what Care Bears. I don't know anything about it. I think I just remember being a kid and a cartoon was on and I'm like, colorful, whoa.
They went really woke in the last couple of years. They now have a bear called the Together Bear. And it's just I don't want to go down that road. I'll get us in trouble.
Don't ruin Care Bears for me, dude. it's all I've got left, man. Just leave that one. I don't even want to hear these stories. Care Bears isn't going woke. It's not happening.
The Togetherness Bear represents joy, acceptance, and inclusivity. They have a...
I thought you said you weren't going down this road.
They have a... It's got a rainbow heart on their chest.
Yeah, well, the Care Bears were all about colors. What was the bear...
Yep, they were.
Who was the bear that had the red overalls? I want to say Alan, but that doesn't sound...
You can buy one of these for $12.88 at Walmart.
No, it wasn't a Care Bear. It was a separate character of a show or a book.
When I grew up, you were one of two things. You had two sides of the fence. You were either a G.I. Joe guy or you were three. You were a G.I. Joe guy, a He-Man guy, or a Transformers guy. Like, you couldn't be all three. You had to have one main source, you know? And then you had all the outliers. Like, I liked Smurfs. But I was a He-Man guy growing up. That was my show. Never really gotten to G.I. Joe's.
I was definitely, without question, G.I. Joe.
Nate, Hickman, everybody else? What else?
I didn't watch that
Nate
much television.
Nate Parrish didn't believe in toys. He had part of a slinky.
No. I had tons of G.I. Joes. I remember we'd play that like at the daycare like every day. They even allowed us to bring in our G.I. Joes for a long time, and then I don't know, the Fun Police took that away, which sucked.
I was never a fan of either. It was more of like playing cowboys and Indians with action figures back in the day, you know.
Well, what kind of
action
figures?
Can't do that anymore.
Hickman's
can't
way
anymore,
too young,
Hickman.
Man.
Yeah, that's true.
He's way too young for G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
What was the other ones you said?
He-Man.
I never got into
Transformers.
He-Man. Yeah. I was Transformers and G.I. Joe both. Yeah.
The X-Men figurines were always really good too.
I don't. Why don't we just play a Division II school instead of going to Charlotte? I mean, seriously,
it's not a bad. Florida,
does it?
Yeah.
Well, so that's the last year of the eight-game schedule, the last year without Oklahoma and Texas, and I think they wanted a Power 5 opponent just to make sure we have a schedule that won't leave us left out of some conversation should we be good enough to make a run. NC State, while they're not – it's just – they might – I mean, I'm not even kidding, Matt. Like, they were – I'm pretty sure they were top 10 for a while this year. They could be pretty good next year, but they just don't have the cachet of even some teams that would be worse than them but better in name value.
They went 8-5 last year. They lost three of their last four.
Yeah, okay.
But aren't they – if we, is it next year starting the 8-team playoffs?
The 12-team?
Or 12-team, yeah. Isn't that next year? So, I mean, to me, you don't have to play – you could play two Division II schools.
I think it's – no, I think it's 2024. I think it's that year. And that would still
okay,
yeah,
okay.
That would still your argument would still work, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's like I don't why play a tougher game on arguably a home game for them when you know, I just don't see how that benefits Tennessee at all. And especially it just doesn't make any sense to me when they've had a year to get this done and that's what they come up with. I know maybe nobody else will play you, but that would just circle me back around to playing just a Division II school at home. Get that money, keep it in state, just get your dub and go on. I mean,
wait, so 2024 is the first year of Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah, so, that's another thing that's confusing.
So we're going to play nine SEC games and NC State? What are we doing?
Yeah, is that correct? So is that?
I think so.
See, that makes no sense to me at all. None whatsoever. Like, why?
And play at neutral site? I don't know. That's.
Yeah, you're going to probably play the toughest schedule you've ever played, and let's throw another Division V school in there away, but basically give them a home game. What's probably going to be a pretty good team. I mean, NC State's probably better than North Carolina. Could argue that. North Carolina fell off last year.
NC State beat them last year like in overtime. So, yeah, same tier, same category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? Year to year, one's up, one's down, whatever.
I don't know. I just think you take W's now whenever you can get them. Especially if you're going to this Oklahoma, this nine-team slate SEC schedule.
That doesn't make any sense, though. We have four non-conference games now. How are we going to have nine more games? We have Chattanooga, NC State, Kent State, and UTEP.
That's 2023, though, right?
That's 2024. Chattanooga, NC State, Kent State, UTEP.
I'm guessing
schedule.
We'll drop one of those once they officially announce what the schedule will be. Because they have not officially said they're going to nine or eight.
No, they haven't, which is crazy. Like, I mean, it's
so I guess if that happens, the SEC is going to buy out. Like, everyone's going to pick one game on their schedule to buy it out. Like, are we scheduling this game with NC State only to potentially have to turn around and cancel it?
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Did Oklahoma have to buy? So did the SEC intervene with this Oklahoma game, or did Oklahoma have to pay us?
I think the SEC said, hey, like, don't.
I think switch them out.
I don't think anybody paid anybody. I think the SEC just, as part of Oklahoma coming into the league, the SEC said, okay, well, anything on your schedule with SEC teams starting in whatever year we get this done, you'll just have to nix it. And because both teams will be SEC teams now, no one gets paid at all. It just gets canceled.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get played anyway, basically, you know, somewhere against somebody.
We're better than NC State. We should win. But I still don't like – that's just a weird – I guess depending on how that plays out, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But if they do nine – if we do rotate into nine SEC games and you throw NC State in there, that's brutal, man. That's tough. So, all right, fellas. See you.
See you, buddy.
Thanks for the call.
I think I was thinking of Teddy Ruxpin. It was a red shirt with, like, a tan vest.
Teddy Ruxpin. What's that from? I know that name.
I don't know. He's a bear that taught kids how to read.
Oh, okay.
You put a tape in him.
Yeah, yeah.
Under his vest, and then he would read the book to you.
I remember Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin. I had one.
Oh, yeah?
Heavy toy.
Really?
Because it had a tape deck in it, and back then, tape decks were huge.
Yeah, that's a good point.
God, old Teddy.
There were some great toys back in the day.
Yeah, they don't make toys like they used to.
Now you just hand your kid an iPad.
Sad.
Wow.
That's why this country's gone to hell.
The
that and
iPad.
Other reasons.
Oh, man.
Right now for the 2024 schedule, do you want to know Florida's three of Florida's out-of-conference foes?
Florida State.
Yep.
Who else?
Miami and UCF.
Oh.
Yo.
Billy Napier's going to go 8-4 and be like, the best year we've had in a long time,
pretty
guys.
Good. And that's if he's still there. Hickman says he's not going to be there.
Yeah, that's my hot take for this upcoming football season. He might not even make it through the entire season.
Yep. They do work fast if things go bad. They work. To all their credit, and I'm saying this absolutely sincerely, they are not in the business of, well,
what's the next coach?
You
got to
support him. They're just like, uh-uh.
They get us
roll
week three,
ass.
Right?
See ya.
Week three?
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they might be starting 1-2. And if they lose in the swamp to us, something that that fan base doesn't remember.
They do. Yeah, they got to start on a Thursday, I think.
Yeah. He didn't win that game last year. I was shocked.
Anthony Richardson won that game last year.
I was still shocked.
No, I know. I know. Well, and Utah kind of lost
it. They couldn't score touchdowns and then turned it
Caleb,
over.
What's his?
Caleb Rising?
Rising.
Cameron Rising, I believe.
Cameron Rising. Yeah.
Yikes.
Threw that pick late. I mean, just.
When the field goal would have tied it, right? Sent overtime or not?
I think it would have tied it. Or were they down 4?
I don't remember. It was a dumb decision.
Threw into the triple coverage. Like, if that guy doesn't pick it, the two guys behind him do.
Final segment, hour one next.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
I thought that was funny. Final segment, hour number one. Texas, Oklahoma joined the SEC a year early, so it's going to be 2024.
Okay, I've learned some more information. The SEC has a mandate that you must play at least one out-of-conference Power 5 opponent, and so we had to go get one. NC State was literally the only one available that could do it.
So we're going to have to cancel one of these other teams.
Assuming they go to 9 SEC games, yes.
So we're buying out UTEP or Kent State. Because our schedule was going to be Chattanooga, Oklahoma, Kent State, UTEP. That would kind of make sense. It's, you know, 3 cupcakes, one
sure.
Big one, and then there are 8 SEC games. This was all set way before Texas and Oklahoma even thought about coming to the SEC. So then Oklahoma gets swapped out. We had to find a Power 5 team. All right. Whatever.
I missed this last night. Back to basketball. Wichita State hired Paul Mills from Oral Roberts.
Okay.
Mentioned Tobin Anderson is leaving FDU for Iona.
Yeah.
I think that's official now.
Okay.
And Kim English headed to Providence.
Okay.
Well, and Ed Cooley's going to – we said that yesterday, didn't
we? Yeah, we talked about Cooley. And all the,
he's getting $6 million or something to go to Georgetown.
All right,
he's been at Providence for 13 years.
I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
Signed 2 lifetime contracts, which make it make sense. Talked about how much he loved it, and
yeah,
he was
Rick Pitino said he'd never. Iona's gonna be his last job. But no.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't know he said that. That's funny.
Well, he's saying, I said that because I was so old, I didn't think anybody else would want
Oh,
me.
Yeah. I did see those quotes. I didn't know that's what it
was. Yeah, that's what it's about. They're like, Coach, you're leaving us. You said you were going to be here forever. He's like, well, no, I keep coaching. I didn't know anybody want me this old.
So a lot of coaching movement.
I'll tell you who went on a good rant last night.
Yeah.
Dana Altman. After they lost to Wisconsin in the NIT, there were, I believe,
Oregon, right?
Yeah. I think there were 3,100 fans there, announced attendance in post-game press conference. He said, listen, if I'm the problem, I'll tell the athletic department, get rid of me right now. I'll go coach somewhere else. I'll go coach JUCO ball if I have to. Just going off about the fans not showing up for the NIT.
Well, maybe.
It's the NIT.
Yeah, like no one cares.
Like, you're Oregon. You've been in the big dance a lot.
He
took
them to a Final Four, right? Or an Elite Eight.
Definitely an Elite Eight.
Like 4 years ago?
Tournament. Yeah, I don't remember. But
it's like, I mean, you can't do that as a coach.
No.
Like, if it's your first year and it's a big rebuild, maybe you can be like, you know, can we we're getting there, guys. You know, but once you when you take a big step back, you can't chastise them. And they lost.
So it was the Final Four in 2016, okay. 2017.
They should just play the whole NIT in one day at Madison Square Garden. They could play it. They could invite every team that doesn't make the big dance and play sudden death, first basket wins, next team up, and just play the whole thing just in like 4 hours. It'd be pretty fun.
It's a lot of money to fly everyone to New York and put them in a hotel.
I'd watch it, though. I'd watch it if it was just like, all right, first game, here we go. First team to score wins. Next game.
There's the tip bucket. All right, well, good effort.
Awesome.
Good try, good effort. Just fouling all over the place.
Altman's a hard coach to kind of get a grip on.
Kind of Jekyll and Hyde with his
obviously
success and failure.
Had the Final Four, had two back-to-back 30-plus win seasons, and then it's just 13 losses.
You'd think Oregon would be a cool place for kids to go play basketball.
It's probably that hideous court.
Probably.
It is an ugly court. I think we can all agree on that. What are your thoughts on Tobin Anderson? He's a lot.
I don't know. I don't know if I...
He's a lot.
Yeah.
He's a lot.
I don't know if I would necessarily want him coaching my team.
Mm.
He's definitely fun to watch.
He likes to fish. That's good. In my opinion.
I mean...
Trustworthy guy. Maybe.
I feel like he could have cashed in for more than even Iona, but maybe that's next step up. I don't know. But maybe Iona's pretty damn good, and he's like, I'll just roll right in here with some good players and keep it going.
Well,
apparently
he took four with him to FDU.
Yep.
He's only there a year or two.
I don't remember.
One.
He was there for 10 months.
He was at St. Thomas Aquinas?
Aquinas?
I don't know. For almost 10 years.
Seems like a pretty confident guy. Where is Iona?
No clue.
It's in New York, right?
Really?
Yeah, New Rochelle, New York.
Huh.
They're playing the Mac.
What the hell's he going to fish for in New York?
The Hudson.
He was in New Jersey before. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying. They do have stripers in the Hudson. Maybe he's a saltwater guy.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, which is really a whole different territory for you, Chris. You know, you're more of a freshwater guy.
If it swims, I can catch it.
Aquaman.
No, maybe kind of. Yeah, I guess I am Aquaman.
Michael Phelps. No, I was saying you could catch Aquaman. Except if it swims, you can.
Yeah,
catch
he's
it.
Easy. I just pretend to be a bad guy. Boom, net, got him. Movie over. Bad guy wins.
Hickman doesn't swim, so you can't catch him. He hates swimming.
I can swim. He's, yeah, please clarify there.
Slow.
He didn't say you can't. He said you don't.
You don't like pools or the ocean.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
I like looking at pools.
We know. And holes.
He hated pools.
And dirt.
We start building pools, and he's like, man, I just like the way they look. I might build one day just to look at it.
That's what I told him. I was like, build one that's like 6 inches deep.
Six
it
inches.
Just looks awesome.
The whole thing's just a sun shelf. Yep. Good to go.
Put some koi fish in there.
No, that'll make it nasty.
They got, not all ponds are nasty.
I didn't say all ponds were nasty. Don't put words in my mouth. If Hickman's putting koi fish in a body of water, it's going to be nasty. Have you seen his vehicle?
His
okay.
vehicle's not that bad.
It's like a 3 out of 10 on the dirty scale right now.
Fair enough.
Tobin Anderson. Yeah, well, at least he's not a – he's from Iowa.
That's what I'm saying. It's like he does – like when he talks, you don't think New York and New Jersey.
Yeah.
But now that he's got a recruiting hotbed set up, maybe it'll work out.
I mean, St. Thomas Aquinas is in New York also, New York State. So he's been up there a minute.
Maybe he just loves the area.
I guess so.
What part of New York is Iona?
New Rochelle.
Right, but what part of New York?
I don't know where New Rochelle is. I can Google it for you.
It's worth a Google. Just curious.
It is... looks like it's right close to Yonkers.
Oh, yeah, Yonkers.
Yeah. You know where Yonkers is?
Sure. No.
Just north of Long Island, just right across the...
Oh, okay, wow.
Right across the bay there. Not the Great South Bay, but the Long Island Sound.
Gotcha.
So New York City's out on, you know, Long Island, of course. And then New Rochelle's just north of it, kind of tucked in like the armpit.
Well, Fairleigh Dickinson's in New Jersey, so he's not going too far.
No, he's not.
Right.
Hmm. Good to know.
Mm-hmm. The more you know.
You know what they call it, Long Island?
I mean, it's kind of a long, narrow island.
There you go.
Okay.
You did know. See? Just have some confidence, you know? Yeah.
I mean, it's barely an island, too. I mean, it's almost a peninsula, but you know, the river does, I guess, completely cut it off from the mainland.
It does, minus some bridges.
Yeah, well, naturally.
There's a few. Bridges.
Yeah, get you over there.
You ever been?
Nope.
You ever going to go?
I'd like to.
I drove through it one
just
time.
Never had a reason to be up there.
So as soon as Patino left, looks like they lost their best two players to the portal, Iona.
Mm. Sad.
There's a stunner.
Mac player of the year and another guy's two-team, first-team all-conference.
We don't have that problem because we're still playing basketball.